Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A top World Health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back flare-ups of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan said today that some countries that are now reopening don't have strong enough contact tracing systems to detect and stop virus flare-ups early on. He declined to name any specific countries he saw as deficient, but he praised Germany and South Korea's robust systems. A number of U.S. states continued to lift business restrictions meant to blunt the virus. Many, including Florida, do not have a robust contact tracing regime. Governor Ron DeSantis is permitting barbershops and hair and nail salons to reopen beginning today. The state has ordered that their workers wear masks when seeing customers. They must also require appointments so that few people will be waiting inside and that they spend 15 minutes between each customer sanitizing the workstation. The Hillsborough County Health Department announced today that one more Hillsborough County resident who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. This brings the number of deaths in Hillsborough to 38. According to the Florida Department of Health website updated this morning, there are now nearly 41,000 positive coronavirus cases in the state. 1,399 people have died in Florida. More than 330 people have died in just the last week. More than 7,200 people are hospitalized. That's a number that continues to grow. There are almost certainly more cases of coronavirus in Florida because not everyone is tested. The Hillsborough State Attorney's Office and the Spring of Tampa Bay have teamed up with partners to launch the We Are Open campaign on social media. It spreads the message that help for victims of domestic violence never closes. The goal is to reverse disturbing statistics that suggest that many abuse victims are not reaching out for support, and instead they're suffering in silence. Here's Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren.
Well, domestic violence often lives in the shadows. It's hidden and out of sight, and victims and survivors become scared into silence. And we know that domestic violence goes up during an emergency like this. And the calls for help have not been increasing in Hillsborough County, which gives us some concern. We know that abuse is happening, but victims are not seeking help. So the We Are Open campaign is to make sure that everybody understands that help for domestic violence survivors never closes. That help is there through support, injunctions, and prosecution. Our commitment to fight domestic violence never ends, and we are here and open to help.
If the calls are not going up, how do you know that it's just that there's less domestic violence?
That could be the case, and we hope that's the case. Usually when we see calls for service flat or going down, it's a really good thing. But again, our concern is that the reason why calls are not going up is because victims aren't reaching out for help. And statistically, during these periods of stress, isolation, even intoxication, where you have employment concerns, which destabilize families and create additional stress, we know that it's a combination for violence. And so we were prepared for and expecting to see an increase in calls for help. We haven't seen it. And we just want to make sure that the reason why we're not seeing it is not because victims are suffering in silence.
That's Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. We'll hear more from him about encouraging domestic violence victims to call for help. A case about the appropriate separation between church and state is taking center stage at the Supreme Court. The High Court is hearing arguments by telephone for a second week because of the coronavirus pandemic. The case involving two ex-Catholic school teachers and their former employers is one of the two the court is tackling today. Other cases this week include high-profile fights over President Trump's financial records and whether presidential electors have to cast their electoral college ballots for the candidate who wins the popular vote in their state. Fire officials say crews are battling a wildfire in the section of the Big Cypress National Preserve in southwest Florida. The more than 27,000-acre fire was about 10% contained yesterday. The Naples Daily News reported that crews conducted successful burnout operations along the boundary road of the Big Cypress National Preserve and Everglades National Park. Officials say crews are trying to prevent the fire from spreading further east into Everglades National Park. A light rain fell over the area yesterday, but conditions are still extremely dry. Well, tonight here in the Tampa Bay area, it'll be clear and breezy. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.